this is Oakland week, and it's about moving on and getting ready for them, because this is another great defense and a tough place to play.
You think of the people that have played in that stadium, the tradition, the history, those are the things I like about it. They're a good team, and they've had our number when we're out there. I don't know if there's any magic solution to it.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger owns two Super Bowl rings, but he is 0-2 in Oakland. Raiders beating him in 2006 and again last year. In fact, the Steelers have not won here in Oakland since 1995. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by a guy who also has two Super Bowl rings as a quarterback, Jim Plunkett. Very simply, Jim, this is a great rivalry dating back to the 70s, Raiders and Steelers.
Oh, it certainly is. It started before I got here, certainly, and I was happy to be a part of it when I got here in 1980, playing the Steelers Monday night, setting a record for the most points scored on a Monday night game. And this rivalry goes way back, and it's been very, very contentious. And, you know, and the Raiders have the edge right now.
Yeah, beginning in 1972 with the infamous Immaculate Reception game, these two franchises met five consecutive years in the playoffs, and usually it was the AFC title game, and the winner of that game would win the Super Bowl. One guy that would fit in well during the heated, physical, intense rivalry, the Raiders-Steelers in the 70s, is the Steelers All-Pro safety, Troy Polamalu. You heard Terrell Pryor talking about maybe varying the cadence. As a quarterback, are you always looking at number 43 with the long hair and figuring out where he is and what he's doing?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to keep your eye on him. Where is that? What gap is he coming in? Is he cheating up? And you try to throw his blitz off by changing up your cadence, making him jump off sides. That's very helpful. But then again, once you drop back and you know he's coming, you got to get rid of the ball. You can't be holding it too long.
Yeah, the zone blitz is something that's been in football really since the 60s, but Dick LeBeau has used it very aggressively as the D coordinator of the Steelers, Jim. As a young quarterback, Terrell Pryor's challenge is to figure out who's coming, because they're all going to be standing up. You don't know who's coming and who's dropping, and he's bringing strange people. He's dropping linemen. It's a tough front to decipher.
It is, especially for a young person. You know, he sees a linebacker coming, so he thinks it's a blitz, but then they drop off a lineman to take that the safety's place. So, yeah, you got to keep your head up, looking all around, see who's coming and who's not, and then try to find the proper receiver to go to. It's not always easy, obviously, but you got to find a way to do it.
Yeah, both teams are 2-4. Pittsburgh starting 0-4. Then they beat the New York Jets, got their first takeaway of the year, Jim. Then last week against the Baltimore Ravens, and always a very intense physical AFC North battle. They won on a field goal from 42 yards out as time expired. So they're playing their best football right now, and they still think they have a chance to get back in the AFC North race.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They are playing a little bit better after their break, 2-0. As you mentioned, Ravens aren't what they were a year ago, so they do have a chance to get in, and it's up to the Raiders' job to prevent them from doing that.
All right, should be fun. Raiders up against Ben Roethlisberger and Troy Polamalu, two perennials going to Honolulu and the Pro Bowl this year. And the Pro Bowl voting has now started. You can vote for your favorite Raider by heading over to Raiders.com/Pro Bowl. Who are you going to click there first on your list?
You know, I still like Charles, and that's a sentimental pick, but he's playing awfully well for the Raiders. Marcel Reese has been banged up a little, but he's still the most versatile player on the field at any given time.
I think I may vote for John Kondo, the most underrated deep snapper in pro football. He's been to the Pro Bowl twice, and he was our guest this week on the Silver and Black Show. So many thanks for John for stopping by, and Raider head coach Dennis Allen for his weekly appearance on the Silver and Black Show. Remember, this is the final home game in the month of October, so it is time for the little ones to come decked out in their best Halloween costumes. We'll have a contest this Sunday over in the Raiders Kids Zone. Join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We'll get you ready for the fast-paced offense of Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles when the Raiders play the second of two in a row at the O.co. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Papa. Thanks for your time this week on the Silver and Black Show, and enjoy the Raiders and the Blitzburg Steelers on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.